Well, we'll have more of your calls on the situation in Russia in just a moment, but I promised you Simon Marks, and I'm about to deliver on my promise. Simon joins us from Washington. Simon, it's been quite a day in the White House. Why?
It has been quite a day. 18 months of secret negotiations between the United States and Cuba have given rise to a completely new day in the relationship between the United States and Cuba, with President Obama making an appearance at the White House and articulating what I think, frankly, most of us never thought we would live to see an American president say, namely that 5 decades of U.S. policy towards Cuba, 5 decades of attempts to isolate the country's communist government, 5 decades of U.S. sanctions against Cuba have failed. They are being consigned to the scrap heap of history. He's sending John Kerry to Havana to discuss a restoration of diplomatic relations. He's making life easier for American businesses to engage in commercial relationships with Cuba. And he says through diplomatic channels, he will now continue to put pressure on the Cuban regime to move towards some semblance of democratic reform. So a really seismic day here in Washington.
And how will that go down in Florida? Because there's a massive Cuban expat population in Florida, and it could actually have a huge bearing on the presidential election in that state, couldn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. And all of this, of course, just a matter of hours after Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, announced that he might be interested in becoming the Republican Party's presidential candidate. Look, the White House is gambling that there has been a generational shift over the past 10 to 15 years, and that this generation of Cuban exiles are not as monolithic and solidly opposed to Fidel Castro and his brother Raul as their forebears. There has, however, been Republican fury over President Obama's announcement. Here's a few seconds of what Marco Rubio, a Republican senator from Florida, also a possible presidential candidate, had to say a short time ago.
These changes will lead to legitimacy for a government that shamelessly, continuously abuses human rights, but it will not lead to assistance for those whose rights are being abused. It is just another concession to a tyranny by the Obama administration.
But this does put the Republicans somewhat on the back foot. They're going to have to decide how they approach President Obama's calls on the U.S. Congress to lift the U.S. embargo, a conversation that's going to be happening in the run-up to that 2016 presidential election, where Florida will be a very important state.
Well, fascinating developments there. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. Simon's our Washington correspondent. Final word on that goes to S. Jack on Twitter, who says, tomorrow I travel to Cuba. It'll be the last opportunity to see Havana without a McDonald's.